You are listening to WMFO in Medford.
Longing for your short hair to grow back to the way you like. Thank you for the gesture.
If you don't recognize this voice, this is Kim, and you are listening to Post Adolescence Glow on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Test Free From Radio. Happy Halloween, a little bit.
Yeah, still happy feels November.
Like, yes, still feels like Halloween to me. We have a very special guest back today after like a year. I guess it was, yeah, last year.
It was like a year ago, yeah.
Yeah. Cordelia Fox, everyone.
What's up? Thank you. Thank you. I'm so happy to be here.
Okay, introduce everyone in your band. Some people have been here many times. Some people never before.
Yeah, so. we got a couple of three-timers here. My name is Cordelia Fox. On guitar, we have Jack Kuehling. On drums, we have Danny Huerta. On bass, we have Ollie Unger. And on keys, we got Evan Fort.
Amazing. Amazing. Yeah.
So Danny and Jack were here with me last year. This is Evan and Ollie's first time, so if they sound horrible, it's because of that. No, I'm kidding.
No, it's like the first time you come to WFO, it's like divine intervention. You just start to ascend and you play better than you've ever played before.
This is low-key true. I know you can't see it because it's on the radio, but when you walk into the studio, it's like a cultural reset, I feel like.
So true.
Yeah.
So true. Anyways, you guys should play your first song, I guess.
Okay.
Maybe.
Awesome.
And then we can keep chatting.
Okay. This song is called It's Coming Round, and it is out currently on all streaming platforms. So if you like it, definitely give it a listen. Here we go.
It's coming round again. I'm out of love. It's coming round again. I've seen enough. It always comes in the middle of the night. I think of you, but it doesn't seem right. Bird that flies with a broken wing. I feel it all the night away. It's coming round again. I'm out of love. It's coming round again. I've seen enough.
Sorry, I was listening. I had to run in. Madison is here.
Hey, Madison.
Anyways, that was amazing. That was an original.
Yes, yeah, that was an original that is currently out right now. It's called It's Coming Around. Hey.
So cute.
Yeah.
I love it. So how much do you have out on Spotify or streaming platforms?
I have two songs out right now. First one's called Eyes Could Do. And I put that out like last January, I think. And then It's Coming Round, which was put out in June. Yeah. And there's more coming. We're currently working on more stuff, shooting for like an album or a long EP around the time that most of us are graduating. So probably summer of this year, but yeah.
So you are all graduating?
Everybody except for Ollie on bass. Okay. He's got another year, but the rest of us, yeah, we're all graduating in spring.
Are you scared?
Yes, very much so. But I'm also really excited, and I feel grateful that I've had an experience at Berklee that's allowed me to feel like this, because it's a lot of a mixed opinions about graduating, especially from a school like Berklee that's so like niche and specialized, and it's such a hard industry when you get out. But I do feel really prepared, and like I've made good connections with people that I want to play with like for a long time. So yeah. I feel good, and I don't know. Do you guys feel good about graduating? Kinda. It's a mixed bag. It's also sad because like we all might not end up in the same place, and we might all be doing different things. So that's really sad, but I'm trying to focus on the making the best of this year that we have like left together in one place.
Yeah.
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 It's sad. Like, I just want to cry.
No, it actually is sad. Yeah, but let's not talk about it anymore.
Okay.
But congratulations to all of you, because
thank you. You guys too. Are you all, you're all graduating, right?
Next year. Yeah, this is our, we're all juniors.
Oh my god.
But we're all going abroad next semester.
Austria, so right?
I'm going to Austria. Madison's going to Australia.
We're all going to Austria, actually. No, I'm kidding.
Everybody. No. Constantine's going to Madrid. And damn. Daniel's going to London.
Damn.
We're all over the globe.
That's so cool. That's awesome.
Yeah, we're
international post-adolescence glow.
So true. Yeah, we should do like a Zoom.
Yeah, no.
No, but I am thinking maybe a summer pack. I will be here. So
we'll be here too, so
maybe won't be the last time.
Hey.
We'll see. Okay. Love it. That was awesome. Play another song.
Okay. This one is called Red Wine. One sec.
He told me that I sang like red wine. That should have been his first sign. You drink me down too quick, you'll end up getting sick. Wouldn't be the first time. He told me that I sang like red wine. That I was hard to come by. I told him I'm no good. He never understood till I was.
That was beautiful.
Thank you.
Also an original?
Yes, also an original.
Also
a newer original.
Also released?
No, unreleased.
Okay.
Sneak peek.
So everyone, yeah, get ready. Let's talk about Halloween.
Okay.
What?
I love it.
What is all of your Halloween lineups? How was yesterday? Costumes? We need to hear. We need to discuss.
All right. Okay. So to be fair, I'm not the hugest Halloween person. And I also am the type of person that every year I'm like, I'm going to do something really cool this year. And then I can't get myself to spend $40 on a costume. And then it ends up being like 3 hours before. And I'm scouring the internet for best last minute costumes with everything that I have in my closet. So last night I dressed up like McGee. Like McGee.
I'll show
you guys a picture after, but you know, like the big jacket and the tie.
That's funny.
And a couple of us are pretty big McGee fans. Jack last night. Jack dressed up like our drummer Danny last night.
I love that.
We had a little topical thing going. It was pretty good. Danny didn't dress up? Danny's very much not a Halloween person.
You guys, what is with this? Like,
I don't know.
All of you,
I don't know.
I feel like I usually don't meet people that are like, oh, I'm not a big Halloween person.
But I swear we're not trying to be like, oh, like we're different. Like we don't do Halloween like that. Ollie dressed up like a Subway Surfer last night, right?
Oh, that's good.
That's a good one.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome. And Evan was Flynn Rider from Tangled.
Okay.
Yeah. We all did some DIY shit because we could not. Yeah. It really isn't that deep. We are just lazy. Do you guys have other costumes for the lineup?
Everyone needs three costumes.
Oh, jeez. I do not have any of them.
It's Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
I know.
Yeah, you can just do Mickey for three nights.
Yeah, no. I gotta. Danny is saying he is zero. He is 0 for 3. I'm probably going to be like 1 or 2 for 3. Evan's probably going to do the same thing. Yeah,
that's okay. You can find something small to switch up. I was gonna be pre-assassination Abraham Lincoln tonight.
Okay, actually, then, shout out to my dad because he loves Abraham Lincoln.
Oh, yeah?
He's listening right now.
Okay,
so
yeah, shout out to him.
Shout out.
But tomorrow night I'm gonna be post-assassination Abraham Lincoln.
That's
so
amazing.
Get ready.
Wait, what is that gonna be?
Like with a bullet in your head?
Yeah, pretty much. I got a bunch of fake blood. I'm just gonna like spray it all over myself.
Wow. I love that. That's good.
Last night, Constantine was this worm thing, and it's like literally him exactly, like just this really skinny, tall worm with a fedora. And
is it from something?
What is it from?
It's from a children's book. If anyone's read Richard Scarry, who's like it's a little niche. He is a Boston native.
Yeah, but
though.
I think the niche ones are cool because then it starts conversation.
Yeah.
Anyway, I was Lowly Worm. Look him up. Lowly space worm.
Lowly Worm. Hear that, everybody? Lowly Worm.
Yeah, it was perfect.
He's so cute.
I was like a pickle.
Daniel was a pickle.
You were a pickle?
I did not get that from your costume at all.
No, okay, I'll show you.
Kim was a fish.
I was a fish.
I like that. Oh, yeah, that's spot on. He's showing me a picture of the Lowly Worm. It's spot on.
No, it's really good. Are you guys playing any shows this weekend?
Yeah. 4 out of the 5 of us are playing at Tempo in Waltham. Waltham. On Saturday. It's just like a bar. But our next show after that is November 10th at the Lily Pad at 10 p.m. And this is also a really special one because Evan is also doing a set of his own original music, which
oh
is
gosh.
So good. And we're
I'm
really
putting
excited.
On my Google Calendar. November
10th.
November 10th.
November 10th, yeah.
Yes. Don't forget it. At 11 p.m.?
At 10.
10 p.m.
10 p.m.
Perfect.
Yeah.
I'm there.
Yeah, but it's going to be really good. Evan's music is really good. We're really excited to play and have him on.
Congrats, Evan.
Thank you.
He says thank you.
You're welcome. Also, this has been like a long talking whatever, but we have something really special for someone in the room.
Okay.
Upon request.
Oh.
Something was requested. What was this, last week? I think it was two weeks ago. 2 weeks ago by someone in the corner of the room, tucked back in the corner. Wait, Constantine will present. Okay, Constantine's walking now with something in his hand.
We'll narrate.
He's walking.
For the folks that don't know, Danny Drummer is in the corner of the room.
And he...
Oh my God, it's packaged. Holy yeah. shit.
And Constantine is
what
bringing...
What is that?
A very... secretive Thank surprise you, package.
What is
to
it?
To Danny, the drummer.
Oh my God.
And he knows exactly what it is.
This is. Oh my God. Danny, go faster.
It's like Christmas morning. Oh my God.
Happy November 1st. What is it? I'm on the edge of my seat. A Pop Tart!
So Let's for go. Our listeners who were listening, I don't know if it was last week or the week before, Danny, we said, oh, like, y'all have been here like. This will be like your third time in a row when you come with Cordelia. Like, you guys need like a gift or something, or like a reward or a medal. And Danny requested a cinnamon. Cinnamon Pop Tart.
Yeah.
Cinnamon sugar Pop Tart. And
that's funny. That's so sweet of you guys. Oh,
it was Constantine.
Thank you, Constantine.
So,
that's so sweet.
You know, We take care of our returning.
This is a roots organization.
Yes. So,
I bought that with cold hard cash at Star Market, where they weren't accepting credit cards on Wednesday.
Wow.
Yeah, what is up with Porter Square and not accepting credit cards?
Oh, like, has this happened to you too?
Yes, at Michael's. For my fish costume, I was going to make a fishnet like thing. And I went to Michael's to get yarn, and they were like, only cash. And I was like, well, I don't have it, so
damn.
Should have
that's
gone to an
tough.
ATM, maybe?
That's real that. Tough.
Okay, that's the end of the segment. you guys should keep playing music.
Okay. This is also a new one. Yeah. Okay, let's do it.
Bird doesn't learn, but it knows how to fly. Was never taught to love, but I try. I'm honest and true, but at times I do lie. I lie. I lie. Lay wide awake when we're lying in bed, and swim through the things that I think in my head. If you knew it, you would just wish I was dead. I'll just shut up, let you love me instead. I'm no good at loving. And loving you, baby.
but I try.
Thank you, Constantine. Wow, I just
You're welcome.
Did all that for me. That was beautiful.
Thank you.
I just have, like, I don't even know what to say other than, like, that was beautiful.
Thank you.
To every song. So also an original.
Yes. Yeah. Also an original.
Are you only playing originals?
We have one cover, but the rest are originals.
That is so exciting.
Very exciting.
Do you want to talk about, so this is like kind of, well, is this like your band? Because last time some members were different.
Yeah.
What is the,
most of the people are the same. But yeah, I don't know. It's for, yes, it is. It is my band. It's for my music. But most of the people here I've been playing with for, I think tomorrow will be our 1 year anniversary of the first show that I played with Jack and Evan.
Oh my gosh.
And Danny, I've been playing with since freshman year.
Wow.
Which is crazy. And we were just talking about this the other day. We think that we've been playing with each other the longest, like the most consistently out of anybody at Berklee.
Damn.
Which is crazy.
Wow.
No. Wait. No, like for us, not like, not like out of the whole school. No. Hell no.
That's a pretty high.
No.
How do you guys know that?
No. Just for us, like I haven't played with anybody as consistently.
Right.
Like I've only played literally one show with another drummer.
Wow. Loyal.
So yeah, ride or die.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, we also go way back with Danny.
Yeah. So. Way back. Grew up with him in Cali, right? Cali.
Yes. Yes.
He's from Whittier, right? Yes. I got it right.
Yeah, it's so close to me.
Probably 6 hours with traffic.
Yeah. Well, don't you do production also, Cordelia?
Yeah, I do. It's my major at school. Is
right.
One
okay.
Of the,
yeah.
One of the production majors.
Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Oof. Okay. I mean, my main thing is writing and singing, but when I got to Berklee, I realized that I really wanted to be like pushed in production because I knew that I wasn't gonna like do it as well learning by myself. So at some points it's been really tricky and at other points it's been really great and really rewarding. But overall I'm really happy that I did that. I like produce like all the demos and stuff. I work with a lot of other producers though, like, and I'm no way like, that's not the thing I'm best at by no means, but I'm still learning. So yeah, it's just cool.
Yeah. Yeah. That's really cool. I got a frog in my throat. yeah, I think it's funny, or it's not funny, but it's interesting. Like bands come on here and I'm like, wow, y'all are so great. You're so good. Blah, blah. Like I could never like sing, songwrite, anything like y'all. And then you're like, oh yeah, I'm like a music business major. And I'm like, what? Wait, what? Like,
yeah, it's
a whole
cool.
Other
it's
side.
Like, it's like a different bag. I think most of these people are performance. Right? Yeah. Most of these people are performance. Evan's CWP.
What
and
is that?
Performance.
Computer.
Oh
yeah, what is that?
He's contemporary writing and production. So it's like,
wow.
It's arranging and producing and writing. But
wow,
it's
really
like
cool.
In a different, it's more like commercially focused.
Hmm.
And it's, yeah, it's a great major. Really
That's
hard.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Good job. Yeah. You guys are so smart. Wow.
You too.
I want to compliment your, like, arrangement of instruments. Like I feel like the like guitar tones and like the key tone and like the bass like all work really well together.
Thank you. I cannot take any of that credit. This is just completely because these people are insane players and they have insane ears for writing and for arrangement and stuff, so I take literally 0% of that. Well, I'll take a little bit for like putting them in the room, but like whatever.
Whenever we move this mic around, it like sounds like
industrial revolution.
Yeah, it sounds like that Christopher Nolan movie with Leonardo DiCaprio that I did a really big presentation on. Guys, you have to know this, where he's like in the dreams.
Oh, Inception.
Inception.
Oh,
sounds
okay.
Like Inception.
I haven't got it, yeah.
Like the freaking soundtrack of Inception.
I like
it's
that.
Very dramatic, but yeah, I I ditto Constantine. Yeah, it just, you guys, you sound like butter.
Yeah.
Butter.
So
me and Kim are taking a music recording and production class this semester, and I was gonna tell her, but we got cut off in our conversation like 20 minutes ago. But I was gonna say, like, this week I've realized like how much of like mixing, like, or like mixes sounding good, like not being the mix itself, but just like the choice of instrumentation.
Absolutely. Like it's crazy. You have to start with good players and good arrangement, and a good song is like literally the first thing. But
guys won't notice that. And that's like what, I mean, that's what our professor has been telling us. He's like, well, you can't mix a good song if it's a bad song.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, there's plenty of bad songs that have good mixes, but yeah.
Yeah, you can't polish a turd.
I like that. I like that.
Quote Dan.
That.
Oh my God. What is
it? But then he said one time someone told him, but you can dress it up as a hot dog and put a cape on it and put it in a corner.
Put it in a corner?
Put it in a corner. So like you're hiding it. You try to make it something else, then you try to get it so people don't see it.
What? I don't know if I get that one.
He thought it was really funny yesterday.
Yeah, he loves to like pull out a little witty comment and laugh at his own joke. Okay. Well,
is it okay if we play two songs back to back?
Yes, I go ahead.
Fuck yeah.
Go straight into it.
All right. Oh, I swore. Shoot.
It's okay. Frick yeah.
Oh. Frick yeah. Sorry.
It's okay. I swore. Whatever. I swore in front of children yesterday on Halloween. So.
Oh, that's bad. You're going to double hockey stick,
okay,
bro.
Okay. Go
ahead.
All right.
This one is called Push and Pull. It is new. Also. Okay. Here we go. Fuck yeah. Oh, shit.
Oh,
Of the color blue, I'd love him.
Those are both beautiful.
Thank you.
Oh, wait, let me unreverb you. thank you. Yeah, you guys just sound so crisp and so, like, so together.
Thank you.
The chemistry is just unmatched. So good. So are either of those released?
No, none of them are released, but they're both getting worked on right now. We have partially recorded both of them, and I'm working on, you know, producing and getting them mixed and stuff. So
awesome.
Yep.
What is it? So do you do a lot of production for your own music, or do you also work on other people's?
That's above my pay grade. I don't do other people's stuff. Like, I really like co-producing with people. Mm. But mostly I just work on my own stuff.
Yeah.
Maybe in the future that would be something I would do, but I gotta shed the production first.
Yeah. Yeah. What is that like? Like working? Well, you create the song and then you perform the song and then you produce the song. Mm-hmm. I guess that is like a lot of the times the process now for artists and musicians, but
yeah,
it's a lot to do.
Sometimes I have a hard time delegating stuff.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
And but it is like a lot of, I like having the control of,
yeah,
being able to articulate what is in my head in a production standpoint.
Right.
And I feel like very, very grateful for the knowledge that I've learned at school to be able to articulate myself in that way, because when I started, I literally couldn't communicate to save my life, mm-hmm, about like what I wanted or what I heard. And mm-hmm, that's like a really frustrating experience to not be able to articulate stuff that you're thinking in any context, but musically it's tough. And I think that just like learning that stuff and having that knowledge gives you a lot of agency over your own stuff. Mm-hmm. And I would literally recommend it to anybody, like, to be somewhat comfortable with all the language that, like, yeah, every instrument uses and that kind of stuff. It's definitely a learning curve. It takes a lot. And I,
yeah,
still mess up sometimes and say stupid things, but mm-hmm, it's okay. It's always a learning process.
Yeah. Yeah. Very well said. I was going to say, like, it's probably a lot to put on all those different hats and,
yeah,
like,
yeah,
be in all these different, or like have different perspectives and, you know, like,
yeah,
do it effectively.
It is. Sometimes it feels like something's got to give, like, right, in each thing. But that's why I think collaboration is like the biggest thing, because,
yeah,
the parts where you lack, where I lack, other people fill those parts like so perfectly. So you just have to find the right people that like fill in the gaps of what you know.
Yeah, totally. Keep playing. Keep playing, girl.
Can we get a time check? I'm trying to,
it's
like,
12:47, so okay, like 15.
Okay.
10, 12, 13.
All right, let's do In My Veins. Yeah. Also, I keep forgetting to say it, but Jack is soloing, Jack Kuehling on guitar, and Evan Fort on keys have been soloing, and they're going to shred over this song. So,
yay,
shout out to them.
So good.
With the whole form. Bet.
Crashes around my feet.
My feet move too fast and my mind falls behind. I can see, but I'm feeling blind. One day I'll look at the view in front of me and be thankful nothing came so easy.
That was very impressive.
That was Evan Ford on keys and mm-hmm. Jack Ewling on mm-hmm. guitar.
Amazing. Yeah, that was really good. Wow.
Thank you.
That sounded really good in the headphones. Jack, you do follow me back on Instagram. It's been confirmed.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you do.
That's so great.
That is great to hear.
So you're glad.
Sometimes he misses shit like that.
Right, but yeah. Not this time. Yeah, you guys are very talented. Amazing. Yeah. All of you. Every single one of you.
We got some jazz cats in the
oh,
house.
Oh, yeah. Constantine, just do the distracted driving one.
Wait, you don't want the gun button?
Don't do that. We don't need to do that. Politically incorrect right now. Or what's the word? It's too soon. Too soon
okay.
for that
Fair
PSA.
Enough.
Okay, we're doing a PSA very quickly.
Stop the text. Don't text behind the wheel. Visit stop text. Stop. Oh my God, this is such a tongue twister. Visit stop texts. Stop rex. org. That's stoptextsstopwrecks.org. And learn more.
Jesus.
Wow.
Were you driving while you said that? Because
yeah. Don't text and drive. It's very serious. Also, talking about driving, my mom sent me a video of my dad driving because my dad drives and he doesn't take a video when he drives because he's driving. Mm-hmm. And of him like rocking out. Well, not rocking out, but.
Oh my God, right now.
Listening to you.
Oh
listening
shit,
to you
no
guys.
Way. What's up, Kim's parents? You raised a lovely, lovely daughter.
Aw,
she's
thank
awesome.
You. They're always mentioned every show. There has to be a dad mentioned, a mom mentioned.
Yeah, shout out to my parents too. I love them.
Yes,
and shout everybody out. Parents in here.
Everybody parents.
Shout out to my dad because it's his birthday.
No way! Happy birthday!
Happy birthday, Constantine's dad, who doesn't
even though he's not listening.
Who doesn't know that he does this show? Apparently, as we learned last week. Well, that was beautiful. Keep playing music.
All right, this is the cover that we're doing. This is a Tom Misch cover.
Yes.
Oh my God, it's Julian. What's up, Julian? He can't hear us, but hey, what's up? Okay, yeah. He can. Okay, what's up? Anyway, let's go.
That the fire we both made still burns a little in you. I bow to you every day. Did my letters find their way? Our memories on the screen, two lovers in this mystic dream. Come back to me. Time on my phone, baby, do you?